Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Happy Friday. Getting ready for MLS Cup, guys. We're psyched about it. Alexi Lawless came on the show yesterday. We had Arthur Blank, the owner of Atlanta United. You'll hear that a little bit later on this afternoon for those who missed it. And right now, I want to talk to a friend of the show, Glenn Davis, national soccer analyst. He does a lot of games for ESPN. He's covered and called a lot of Atlanta United games along the way. And it's good to have you on the show, Glenn, along with Randy McMichael. I'll tell you, everybody's talking about how excited they are with this team and the excitement they've played with all season. And it's crazy because, you know, I think now nationally it's catching on and people are aware of what Atlanta United is all about. But we know that Portland comes in and they can make this game ugly if they want, and certainly they can play different styles as well.
Well, listen, Portland has to be respected. They've been underdogs in all their playoff matches. They've got a level of, I think, real self-belief. I'm probably telling you stuff that a lot of other people have said as well. But obviously the pressure is less on them as well coming into Atlanta, where pretty much everybody and their mother believes Atlanta is going to win the MLS Cup. So it's 90 minutes. And by the way, hello, Carl. Hello, Randy.
How you doing, Glenn?
What's going on, my
How
man?
I'm doing great. Here in Atlanta, it is a big deal right now. How about this playing this MLS Cup here tomorrow? And I was just curious, because you've been around this sport for a long time, like Carl said, you've covered it and everything. Have you seen an atmosphere, like a championship atmosphere, like it is here in Atlanta?
You know, well, this is a watershed moment. I've been saying this since we found out what the final was. This is a watershed moment for Major League Soccer. The attendance is going to be the biggest in history. The pomp and circumstance, the magical TIFO, the scene, the way Atlanta does it. This is raising the bar, and raising the bar in a lot of levels, not just from the presentation of an MLS Cup final, but what the team did, the way they play, the type of people they hire. You know, there's a lot of people jealous of what's going on in Atlanta, and they're very, very quick to say, well, it's just because they have more resources. And I'm always there to quickly correct them that it's more than just resources. Lots of people have resources. Not everybody can execute, have a vision, have a plan, hire the right people, present the right on-field product, do the right things off the field, prioritize the fan, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, as we know at this minute, Atlanta United is already working on next year, you know. I'm so excited for it. I love when the bar is raised. I love when the people that have all these excuses are all of a sudden, oh, really? Atlanta drew 50-plus thousand on a Wednesday? Well, I guess I can't use that as a fallback position anymore for why we don't get attendance. So thank goodness for Atlanta. They've raised the bar from Seattle. It's just a good thing for all of us and everyone in the league.
From Tata's stance, you know, obviously this is going to be his last match. What do you make of Tata? Everybody here hopes, you know, we kind of wish we could hold on to him, but it's the nature of soccer. He's moving on. But as you said, Atlanta United, you know, looking ahead, and they're already, you know, in my mind, they've not said this publicly, but, you know, potentially are interviewing candidates privately, and I think we're going to learn a lot more about that as we move forward over the next couple of weeks. But Tata's last match is tomorrow with Atlanta United. He's done an amazing job.
Yeah, and rest assured, he's got the desire to want to win this and do it on a winning note. Look, what hasn't he been? He's been a father, he's been a motivator, absolute great tactician. He's pulled off some of the philosophies of his game at times. He's honest, he's upfront. That's the word we get from all the players, which I think as a former professional soccer player, that's what you want. He's also a boost for the foreign manager in Major League Soccer. So, I think he proves it being honest and upfront with team, you know, with his players and his staff, being transparent, being upfront. That stuff wins. It wins with players. It wins in the public. Everybody, you know, that I've talked to, I've had Michael Parkhurst on, Dario Sava. They all say he's kind of part of the group, but when that decision needs to be made, he's the guy that's going to make it in the end. And I just think the way he carries himself, obviously, the biggest tip-off is how do players react to him, and do they play for him? And I think we know the answer to that.
Glenn, when I first heard that soccer was coming here to Atlanta, I didn't know what to expect, and I'm pleasantly surprised. I love this team. And you're a guy who, once again, I said earlier, that knows the culture of this soccer thing in this country. Where is it at right now? Because we have the big three, and, you know, then you put hockey at the bottom of that. How fast do you think that soccer can gain and get that respect, and maybe they can leap hockey in this country?
Yeah, I don't know. Some, you know, I've kind of gotten out of the compartmentalizing where it is in relation to other sports, but I think we also need to do that at times because you do have to have something to measure it against. I think soccer is probably more expansive than hockey in a lot of ways if you take it down to the youth level and everything. Hockey in certain markets, as we all know, is incredibly strong. Major League Soccer's got markets that are very, very strong. They have other markets that I think have incredible potential that haven't realized it and might need new vision and new leadership. But, you know, you look at the sport continuing to expand. You see markets that, like Atlanta, that people didn't expect this to happen. And a quick reminder, Atlanta has a lot of soccer history going back to the late 60s, and people forget that. They had, you know, the Atlanta Chiefs and the NASL. They had the Georgia Generals. I mean, Silverbacks, it goes on and on. So there has been professional soccer history there, but it's never been supported like it is now. But I think the sport's in a healthy place. There's a lot of good leaders in the sport now. There's always things that can be improved. But I think being the underdog in the sporting landscape in the United States is a good position to be in because it keeps people hungry, it keeps people aggressive, and from a potential standpoint, I think this is a league that excites a lot of people, including investors.
Glenn Davis joining us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell, talking Atlanta United, MLS Cup. Former professional soccer player, obviously done a lot of play-by-play work around MLS for the Houston Dynamo, also ESPN. He's done games nationally and internationally. Glenn, how do you see this particular match playing out? Obviously, Joseph Martinez picks up the MLS MVP a couple of days ago. We love Joseph, and, you know, he's an aggressive striker, obviously, and one of the best in the business. But does he get those opportunities? Because everybody here keeps saying we got to jump out on them quickly.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a battle of tactical minds between Tata Martino and Giovanni Savarese. If you're Giovanni Savarese and you're saying Atlanta's going to come at us and we're going to defend a little bit deeper and we're going to do what we're best at, and that is breaking out through the counterattack through Diego Valeri, Sebastian Blanco, David Guzman, Diego Chara, you might sit here and say, hey, this game sets up pretty nicely for us, despite the fact that we're not going to have many fans there. On the other hand, I'm not so quick to think that, you know, of course everybody's saying Tata at home, Atlanta United at home, they got to do what they always do, jump on people, take the game to them, be aggressive. But the problem is there's not going to be a lot of room in the early stages, I don't think, behind Portland. So that means you may have to break down a team that's going to be in a lower block defensively, and you're going to have to find differing ways. The other thing is, could Tata do a sleight of hand on us and kind of not come out as aggressive and say, hey, Portland, we're asking you to come out and play against us. Do you want to come out and play against us? Because if you do, it's going to go against your nature. So I think there's a really interesting tactical matchup here between two guys that are very good at it. And I think Tata Martino has proven that he can even pull philosophically off his game, which is a beautiful game, which is an attractive game, which is an attacking game, and bypass the midfield and play a little bit more direct at times when he had to in the playoffs to get the job done. So from a tactical standpoint, I'm absolutely fascinated. I can't wait till this whistle blows.
Wow, the Tata thing pulling the sleight of hand, that threw me and Carl off. We just looked at each other like, huh?
Well, you know, because Glenn, because you know, I mean, the way our style has been for most of the season and the way we've had success, you know, even against the Red Bulls, and we made them come out of their game and do something they're not used to doing. So that would be very interesting to see if you try to pull Portland into this a little bit differently. Incredible stuff. Glenn, thanks so much for jumping on with us, man. We appreciate you as always. Enjoy MLS Cup.
Thanks a lot, Glenn.
Hey, guys, thanks very much for having me on. I'm very jealous that you're going to be in Atlanta tomorrow. That's all I can tell you.
Glenn's got to call some other games, collegiate games, and so he's not able to be here. But he was like, I really, really want to be in Atlanta. Well, we know what it's going to be like. Listen, and Glenn is right, though. Both of these teams can play different styles.
They can, Carl. But my thing with United is we saw the last match they were in, how they played against New York. Didn't want to give up the big – you know what I'm saying? Like in a preview, don't give up the big play over top. And that's how they played. I don't see them changing that for this right now. I think they –